Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Series, share number 60. About perfectionism, some people are perfectionists. They say either I will be 100% careful not to insult others, or it's not even worth trying. This is something that the Chafetz Chaim in his Hakdama warns people. People will stay away from learning Hilchos Lashon Hara by saying it's impossible, it's too hard. It's impossible not to be nechshol. How will I ever reach it? Or I'll become a mute and I can't do that, and so on. But you have to throw that out. Don't say either I'm perfect or it's not worth trying. Rav Zelig Pliskin quotes this quote often from one of his rabbeim. I love this quote. It's a very important quote. And he says from the name of one of his rabbeim, in one place he mentions the name of the Rebbe, but I forgot. Over here he doesn't. That he says that when you reach for the stars, you may not catch any, but at least you won't get your hands in the mud. Which means you aim for continual improvement. You take pleasure even in the smallest amount of growth. If you used to insult 5 people a day, or insult the same person 10 times a week, and now you only insult 2 people a day, or only the same person only twice a week, you are improving. Don't just give up, I'm still messed up. No. You have no right to stop trying to eliminate all Einoas Dvarim, or all Lashon Hara. It goes in the realm of people who fall into pornography or other things that they shouldn't see or look at. They binge watch certain shows that they shouldn't, and they do it 3 hours a day, and then they cut it to 2 hours a day, and then to 1 hour a day. So they're working on weaning themselves off it. You don't say, what's the use? I'm still watching 1 hour a day. It's improvement. You continue. You have no right to stop trying in all areas of working on your character. And in what we're talking about now, you have no right to stop trying to eliminate all Einoas Dvarim and focus on how much better you are than you were before. And that will give you the strength to continue working on further improvement. Here, you do not allow perfectionism to cause you encouragement. The perfectionism is the Atzas Yetzer Hara to make you give up altogether, and then you'll go not only back, you'll go spiral further downward. Here is where you have to give yourself chizik and move on and get stronger. No all or nothing. The same applies with Shalom Bayis overall. You're working on things. It's still not perfect. There's still problems. But it's a lot better than it was a week ago. You don't just say, what's the use? I'm still having these problems. You move on. Consider it improvement and move further. Sheva Yipo B'tzadav Kam, you pick yourself up. Part of doing this is persistence. Keep on going. Now, in another aspect of persistence, when you know you will be able to get your point across by being persistent, you have to be careful not to be strong in your persistence to the point where you insult others to motivate them. Some people, if they're persistent, that's what they do. They're the types of people that don't give up and keep on pushing people to get things done, but not at the expense of hurting them or insulting them. When a request is important and appropriate, be willing to repeat it calmly until the person agrees. But by shouting insults or by yelling at them just sidetracks you from your main goal. Even if you're persistent, use calm and polite persistence. That's much more effective than harsh, yelling, screaming, insulting persistence. That's no good. If you know that when you repeat yourself, you will get angry, then learn and practice how to repeat with calm persistence. Practice to yourself. Focus on how you're growing on the trait of patience as you master your ability to calmly repeat your message in a calm way. If you're that need to do that and you need to repeat yourself persistently to convince a person of something, you do it calmly. Calmly and coolly and weighed and measured. And that's a powerful tool, but you have to use it with care. If someone has this ability of being persistent and getting things done by pushing people in a good way, motivating them to do good things, you have to do it calmly, not through insults and not through bullying. Then there is the idea of the sensitivity when it comes to asking personal questions. When you ask people personal questions about matters they would prefer to keep private, you're causing them discomfort. People differ in their degree of self-disclosure, and what would be considered a personal question by one person may not be appropriate to ask somebody else. And there are certain types of questions that people would naturally resent. So before asking any type of question that you're about to ask to another person, you may consider that it may be too personal to answer. So you may need to preface it by saying as follows: you only need to answer if you don't mind answering. Or you tell them if you prefer not to answer, you know, I'm sorry that I asked, you know, you if you're not sure. But you keep that opening open to say that I respect your privacy, but I am asking, but feel no need or pressure to answer me if you feel uncomfortable. Areas that could be sensitive to people are examples of, for example, a health. They may have a health problem and you're asking about it that may be private that they don't want to share. Or finances, how much money they have in the bank, or general income, how much they're making, or how much profit they're making on a certain deal. You know, this money thing is very sensitive. People don't like talking about it to others. Or future plans, or whether you're working on something that people may disapprove on, or your viewpoint on controversial issues that they prefer not to comment on. So a lot has to do with what your relationship to that person is, as to whether you'll find these questions annoying or offensive or invading your privacy. So, and if you ask the question and then you realize, you see, they got flustered or whatever, then you apologize. Sorry, I asked it, and retract the question and move on. We, Be'ezus Hashem, I don't know if this point in time at the recording of when this shiur comes out, whether we started in our main groups discussing personality types in detail. It was always one of my goals to do so, because I believe it would enhance the Bein Adam L'Chaveroi relationships very, very seriously and in a wonderful way. But very often, as a simple example of it, a person with a very strong personality tries to correct someone with a much softer and gentle personality. So the one with the stronger personality says to themselves, I'm talking to the guy like I would talk to, because I have a tougher personality. So I'm just talking to the guy this way about something to improve upon or whatever. But he or she doesn't realize that approach that's appropriate for himself is not appropriate for the sensitive person that he or she is talking to. For example, people with strong personalities can handle a forceful approach. Not only they can handle a forceful approach, they frequently need the forceful approach. Why? Their feelings are not easily hurt. So for them, these stronger personalities, approval does not motivate them as much as logic. You give them logic and awareness of consequences. Disapproval doesn't make them frightened. They're not only concerned with it. So they're fine with being talked rough to. Tell me it straight and I'll fix it. They have no issue with that. But they make a mistake in thinking just because they have no issue with that doesn't mean that the other person doesn't. People that have sensitive personalities are not motivated by logic or consequences or sharpness. No, they're motivated by approval and discouragement. Even the slightest amount of disapproval is painful for them. And if they're under a heap of constant criticism, they'll lose their confidence. They could even become depressed and anxious. They could even become physically ill. So you don't need to use harsh approaches with such people that are more sensitive. They also appreciate kind words, and they will repay the speaker of those kind words many, many times over. For those people, it's kind words that motivate them to do better and to improve. And while it's wrong to manipulate others in ways that's not in their best interest, but when you want to motivate them in a positive way, then you make sure to use positive wording. You make sure to use words of chizuk. So this is very important. We have a shiur in the main Shalom Bayis group that we gave a series Sunday in regards to HSP, which is called highly sensitive people. It's kedai to listen to those shiurim because every family has a member that is such a person, whether as a spouse, as a parent, as a sibling, as a child. And it could help so much in understanding what highly sensitive people are inherently in order to enhance those relationships with them and to heal them. And for them themselves who have this, to understand that they're not alone in how they feel and how they think. So to reiterate the main points of this year, to avoid perfectionism, don't say either I have to be 1,000% careful or it's not worth trying. You have to keep trying. Not get discouraged by partial successes. Every step of the way has great value and is a step towards healing. We talked about persistence, and if you're a persistent person, to do it tactfully and calmly. The carefulness you have to have when you ask questions that may be personal. And the very last thing we mentioned is, especially with people with very strong personalities, to be very careful how they correct or talk or communicate with people who have softer and more gentle personalities. Bracha v'atzlacha.